Terry Fairbrush, who owns Fletcher Sports, branches both in St Peterport and, of course, in Sampson's.
Access is key to any business, whether it be town, the bridge or anywhere. The access in town is limited, we all know that, and it's not only for short-term parking, long-term parking, access for maintenance, etc. The one area that the bridge does score is that you can park there sort of more or less every day at any time. You know, the turnaround is much quicker. It's a destination shop. People come to shop there, in and out, and so obviously there's plenty of parking spaces available.
Well, one business new to the area is the recently established White Rock Brewery Company, soon to be producing craft beers. Co-founder Ross Gledhill says the bridge has everything they need to run a successful business.
In the long term, especially as part of our licence application, we'd like to offer tours for people to come and see it, because I think it's quite a quirky thing. I don't think people have seen it before. It's very very bespoke how we've planned it up there. I think it might not appeal as an area for people to come and visit, but I do think, you know, if we're looking to develop, that there are possibilities up here. I think, again, mentioned earlier, the parking is an issue, and I think we have considered that, but at the same time, we have to run a business, so I suppose that comes first for us.
Well, Dave Pershard runs Shoestring on the bridge and says it has a real community feel here.
We still have a fantastic mix of shops down here, probably a better mix, actually, than there is in town, because we've still got hardware shops, we've got a couple of jewellers, we've got butchers, we've got a motor shop, which we haven't got in town, homewares, restaurants, so we've got a very good mix down here. I mean, I'd like to encourage more people out of the parish to come down here and just to see what it's like. I think what makes it down here is the people. They're such lovely, friendly people.
Well, Jeff Fox and Ryan Scott, the jewellers, says people do have a poor perception of the bridge, but in reality, it's a great place to shop.
It's touchy-feely, this industry, so people want to come out, see the things, see the quality, and also know that if they buy it from us, they've actually got it on Christmas morning.
Well, we've been waiting for years for the promised Leal's Yard development that was due to regenerate the area like nothing else. Ian Pearce, one of the directors of Leal's Yard Limited, the development company appointed by the co-op who own the site, says he's still optimistic there will be developments here.
Retailing has changed so much over the last few years. For a combination of reasons, partly the change of requirements of retailers themselves, internet shopping, all sorts of things, that the proposed development of the retail at Leal's Yard had really run out of time. The requirements of retailers had changed, so we had to sit back and review what the appropriate development was, and it is, I think, likely to be much more residential focus.
Well, we approached the co-op for comment on the story this morning. They chose not to put anyone forward for interview, but they did tell us they'll be making an announcement in the next couple of weeks.